penitential order is found on page 319 of the Book of Common Prayer. Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. The Decalogue is found on page 317, the congregation kneeling. God spake these words and said, I am the Lord thy God who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods but me. Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought to have done. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare thou those who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty and merciful Lord, grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from thy ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of thy word, Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between you and me and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multiple of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you throughout the generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. God said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will give rise to nations. Kings of people shall come from her. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. The promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist, hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said. So numerous shall be your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. In other words, it was reckoned to him were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside, began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? For those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, we are focused on Abraham, the father of faith. This morning, we are focused on God in the words of the collect of the day, "whose glory it is always to have mercy." This morning, I confess to you that I give thanks that God always have mercy, because I do not. Especially, I find mercy difficult in light of what is happening in Syria under the group known as ISIS. This morning, 220 of our fellow Christians are facing execution by Islamic terrorists. Already, more than 21 Christians have been beheaded because they profess Jesus as Lord. You and I know that history abounds with religious extremism. Today, it's ISIS, a perversion of Islam, with their beheadings. A century ago in this country, it was the KKK, a perversion of Christianity, with their lynchings. In the Middle Ages, unorthodox Christians were burned at the stake. Religious extremists always cloak their evil in the name of God. So, what do you and I say to this evil? Well, perhaps we begin our response by looking to Father Abraham. Jews, Christians, and Muslims all revere him as the father of faith. And the lesson from Genesis this morning is the story of Abraham and his faithfulness. I suppose that this passage can be seen as the good news for the geriatric set. Abram, whose name gets changed to Abraham, was 99 years old when God promises him children. We're not sure just how old Sarah was, We know that she was beyond childbearing age. And you know her response to God's promise. She laughed. She didn't just laugh. She guffawed. But, of course, the point of the story is that Abraham obeyed God. And in the words of Paul, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. So what does this story of Abraham have to say to you and me this morning? Well, first, it seems to me that it tells us that we don't know all the answers, and that's all right, that we don't need to. We're taught by this story that we are called to respond to God even without knowing where we're to go. We're called to run the risk of faith. We can act on the basis of what we're reasonably sure about and trust God for the rest. St. Paul put it in his letters to the Romans, hoping against hope, he, Abraham, believed he would become the father of many nations. Hoping against hope, Abraham put his trust in God. God doesn't provide us a roadmap of faith. He starts us off in grace. He gives us a goal, eternal life. And he provides companionship on the way through the Holy Spirit and the church. But it seems to me that life is pretty much open-ended. The goal is to be with God. But life is far from a cut-and-dried affair. Stop and think about your life this morning. Think about it so far. Most of us, I dare say, didn't start out planning to be who or where we are now. Most of us didn't. Our life evolved, and it was full of surprises. I think one of the best images I have of life is to see life as a parade. And you have all these different elements in the parade. Of course, you've got bands, people playing instruments and leading the way. You see clowns in the parade. You see a lot of different kinds of people. There are a few folks who are just standing on the sidelines as spectators. But some of the people in the parade are marching fast, and some are just walking, some just taking it easy. There are some who are always questioning the parade's direction. Is this the way we go? Is this the way we go? Unfortunately, a few have just dropped out of the parade. And then there are some who have difficulty keeping up. They're hobbling along. And there are some good Samaritans in the parade who are helping others. Sometimes it looks like some folks are just walking backwards. No distinct parade route to our eyes, but it's moving along. The journey continues. Despite the horrors that beset the civilized world, despite our revulsion at the action of extremists, the journey continues. And so we pray this day. We pray for our enemies, as Jesus taught us, as he prayed on the cross for those who were torturing him to death. Father, forgive. It seems to me that the greatest miracle of all is God's mercy. The collect for today describes God, whose glory it is always, always to have mercy. Or the prayer of humble access, which we'll pray later, describes God, whose property it is always, always to have mercy. In this world, you and I are called to bear witness to Jesus and his cross, and to the miracle of God's mercy. There's a wonderful old Hasidic saying, "It is not within our power to place the divine teachings directly in someone else's heart. All that we can do is place them on the surface of the heart, so that when the heart breaks, they will drop in." All we can do is place them on the surface of the heart so that when the heart breaks, they will drop in. You and I are on this journey of faith. It began with Abraham. Hoping against hope, he set out in faith. Hoping against hope, I pray that you and I can resist despair or revenge and trust that God will bring peace instead of war, love instead of hate, and only God can do that. As followers of the Christ, we can ask God to help us do the same, so that when the heart breaks, God's mercy can drop in. Amen.
Please stand with me and confess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed, read page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
pray for the whole state of Christ Church, and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We especially remember those on our prayer list: Robbie, Margaret, Jean, Steve, Bobby, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kyle, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Terry, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jody, Carolyn, Ryan, Carl, Teddy, Richard, Dot, Mandy, Betsy, Wendy, Peggy, Peter, Wendell, Betty, Andrew and Casey, Kara Ann, Jane, Jeff, Emily, Ruth, Ronald, Cecilia, Earl, Bob, Barbara, Courtney, Kay, Gaynell, and we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of blessed Thaddeus and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. No adult education this coming week because they'll be getting ready for that reception. This being the first Sunday, what happened? I've got a microphone all of a sudden. This being the first Sunday, we have our blood pressure checks. I'm assuming that's the case.
Yes.
Our parish nurse is well and back with us. And so if you'd like to get a blood pressure check on your way to refreshments, please do so. And also being the first Sunday of the month, the loose offering is designated for the rector's discretionary fund. Are there any other announcements to be made? Yes. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you.
glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Ghost all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank Thee for that Thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of Thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of Thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of Thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech Thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with Thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as Thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with Thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Amen.